Now, the fiber that we signed up for here in on the Pi G, we're only on 100 meg. I mean, we could easily get gigabit, but we have not had any bandwidth issues. You know, really, all it's supporting is a couple of all-star nodes and, you know, whatever we wind up streaming on the TV. There's not heavy demand needs. You know, Uverse at home, it's 15 down, 1 up. And Ron, you know all the nodes that I run there, as well as, you know, we stream stuff on the TV and, you know, the video conferencing and stuff from work. And I occasionally run into bandwidth issues, but not much. So what does that tell you about how people overestimate how much they actually need?
Well, and also super efficient. You know, it's super efficient. You know, I've run it on hotspots that were, you know, 5 meg, and they worked. It works just fine. You know, we recently bought a new hotspot. It's supposed to be a 5G hotspot on AT&T. We put it on our plan, you know, specifically for camping and, you know, outages and stuff. And man, that thing is just garbage. I keep bitching that I want her to take it back. I want her to take it back, get all your money back, get all our service money back, because it's useless. It just, I can't ever get, and my phone, you know, we're both on AT&T phones. We'll have 3-4 bars on the phone. We'll have 1 bar on data. And the throughput is just horrendous. It's just unmanageable. And I mean, you know, it's a $60 hotspot, but still, you know, that's not the point. If it doesn't work, I don't want to pay for it.